regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
What's going on, you weenie whacking whistle sack womping willows? Sounds strange just to hear you say it out loud. Welcome to
Ride Roast!
With two Richards in a car heading east toward Gratiot. We got some locals who watch this show and they're like, you're fucking in Gratiot!
I know, we drove by the Del Taco.
Get down by my house! Get
down by my house! You fucking stalkers! Guilty as charged.
Yeah, you got me.
But let it never be said that we're guilty of not reading your stories. And this one comes to us from Enoger. It sounds like a melanated insult in a different language.
In a different language?
You freaking Enoger. What are you doing? You're being such an Enoger. Enoger, please.
Oh, Lordy.
He begins, roast me. I don't care. Share it so all can hear it. My name is Tony, for the sake of the argument. Tony is in quotes.
Okay.
Tony, the tiger.
They're great!
And he gets right into the nuts and bolts of it, and the guts of it, in his first paragraph. It all starts with a schizophrenic mother.
Oh, God. Not only is it a single mother, but she's
schizophrenic crazy too. Mother.
Legitimately, like, uber crazy.
Women aren't crazy. It's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Or a cuntspiracy theory, if you prefer.
I think we'll go with a cuntspiracy theory.
Who fights with her brothers like a man, getting married to the emasculated father from a single mother home.
No! God, please, no! No!
Well, we all know what the product of the single mother home is. And we can only imagine how bad it must be when they are out of their goddamn mind.
We all know that Fleminists love to pretend that the patriarchy is peeking over their shoulder and just building that glass ceiling a little bit higher every time they come close to breaking it. A schizophrenic Fleminist literally hears these conversations play out in real time. My God!
Yeah, if you're hearing voices that you shouldn't be hearing, you might need to take some pills.
That's very true, yes. They gave birth to two kids, one male, one female. Gee, I wonder which one gets favored more.
Yeah, my mother did that. Played favorites between me and my sister, and that worked out so swell.
Another conspiracy theory. Single mothers never play favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, they never make their boy children pay for the sins of the father, right?
Yep.
The one that you picked, let's not forget that. Don't you love that? It's always my personal favorite. You hear these single mothers all the time talking about their loser of a baby. Oh my God, he's a loser. He's this. So what you're saying is you like to let losers come inside you.
Oh. Yeah, they freak out when you just are brutally honest and truthful with them.
Yeah, because as we all know, the truth hurts. And if it does, somebody's living a lie.
Yes, it does.
I am the male. The emasculated father only lies in everything he does. The mother only beats the kids since she does not know what real love is. So a violent schizophrenic.
That is not even cool.
That's good times. The good idea fairy really did your dad a solid when you told him to take off that rubber.
Yeah. Dude, I put that in my safety briefing for a reason.
Good idea, fairy's the ultimate buddy fucker. Oh!
The blue falcon.
I don't know what happened, Pop. A blue falcon came in and ripped the rubber off my dick. I didn't even feel it. BlueFalconStealthing.com.
Yeah, that does happen.
These were my foundations. And I'm just going to let everybody out there know, If these are your foundations, you are better off going monk. Unless you can find an actual therapist who's interested in helping you and not just buying a new boat. I was young, had many girls, no problem. Then I fell in love. We did not plan that, just so y'all are aware.
Because we've heard it so many times. I love
her. She loves me. She's different.
Hey, get the fuck out of here.
She'd never do that to me.
And you know what? I did the same shit when I got dickmatized as well.
We've all been there.
I speedbagged the speed bags with nipples.
Yeah.
And screwed my life up. What are you gonna do?
There you go. I fell in love with one girl who had one boyfriend. She came to me, not I to her. I didn't even notice she was alive. That's why she came to you. Women pretend like they want a dude who's just going to devote all of his attention and resources and life to her, and then as soon as they get that,
they're gone.
Gone. Till the moment she put me in a room and kissed me.
Oh, no.
And we're talking, I was 18, she was 16. Okay, so...
That's okay.
Your odds of finding success, at that age are still pretty good.
Yeah.
Or at least they would be back when... you were this age. I believe that he is roughly 40 now, which would make him just around my age.
We're not faulting you. You're young and dumb and full of stuff that,
that rhymes with dumb. And let's be honest, most 16-year-old girls 20-some-odd years ago were not whoring it up quite
yet. Also, from what I remember, they were a lot hotter, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The women of today just get fat.
And then they expect you to celebrate the fact that they're fat.
Yeah. No, thank you. Oh.
Does this make me look fat?
No, your fat makes you look fat. Get in the gym.
Yeah, you heard Hooters filed for bankruptcy, right?
Oh, yeah.
They could have just changed their names to Piggies and avoided
this. They could have, yeah. Instead of putting their thumb on the scale, somebody decided to dump a whole bunch of fat bitches onto it. And that doesn't really do well for your bottom line now, does it? Especially if your bottom line is now covered with excised diacas.
Yep.
This is bad, right?
It's always bad.
Very bad. She was a drama queen and simped me into believing her ex was graping her with her brother.
What? Oh, shit. Okay, this is getting bad.
Very bad. She's playing on you. She's literally playing the sympathy card.
Yep.
Because she knows that you are hardwired to protect a woman that you are attracted to, especially if you catch feelings. So I had to take care of that problem, but I didn't, since I had a sister and didn't want to get in blood-related revenge.
I had some women try that shit, talk me into doing some stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily I never did. I'd be like, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Yeah. The first time you try to cash the check that they write with their mouth, you give them a blank checkbook. The reason he didn't go through with it. Even if you take care of a problem, people will speak of it in another way.
Plus, you know, people are going to gossip. That's just the way it goes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't just take a person's word for it that somebody committed a crime, show up at that person's house and pull a Terminator. Siraconda. No, you don't do that. That's how you wind up in big jail. Boy pound me in the ass jail.
Jail.
Gonna end up cell buddies with Barack Obama.
You don't need that.
Bend me over the combo toilet. The Big Mike.
That's nasty.
So she took care of it. At least that's what she told me. She gets somebody else to do her dirty work?
Probably.
A couple of conspicuous mulchy mounds in the backyard? The lawn sprouted tits? Anyway, I spent a cluster fornication of 8 years with her.
Oh my God.
Too long! Then I hacked her Facebook when I felt something was wrong.
Yeah!
And found out she not only was having an affair, but also aborted a kid of the affair that she was having with someone else.
Oh, shit. That is some dastardly stuff right there, man.
And as soon as you said anything, how dare you?
Yeah.
You're invading my privacy. I can't trust you.
You're violating my privacy. Yeah. Shut up, you murderous bitch.
That was my personal favorite cope when I caught my horse chick cheating. You invaded my privacy, bitch. You left your email open on our shared computer.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen?
I'm going to notice an email to your ex that says, can't wait to see you.
Yeah.
We're going to do it in the truck. But nothing ever happened.
Of course.
Of course, yeah. It doesn't matter how much evidence you have, unless you catch them red-handed in the act, they're not going to admit to it. And even if they admit to it at the time, down the road, they are going to rewrite history and find out some way, they're going to figure it out, that it's still your fault.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
If she's out there raw dogging it with strangers while she's in an 8-year committed relationship, this dude is not the only one.
I hope you got tested.
Oh, I do too.
Oh my God.
Wind up with the Hipple Hiv.
That's how, bad shit happens.
Hey, Doc. My Dioc is turning green. Is that bad? It makes me mad.
Got a secondary infection from some dirty twat.
Yeah, that's what happens when you mix a semen milkshake with bacterial vaginosis.
Oh, God damn it. That's just disgusting.
That's just the cherry and the shit sundae, my friends. Funny thing is, oh, now we're going to get to the funny stuff.
Here we go.
I paid for her school and took her with me abroad. Oh, you took abroad with you, all right. Found her a job, paid her rent, and everything a good, stupid, simpy man could do. And that's why she had no respect for you.
All right, so hang on. Ouch. So he didn't just get the red pill.
He got the suppository.
He got the suppository. Wow.
3 feet up his ass. They didn't even bother cracking the seal until it met your intestines.
Yeah, and listen, we're not ripping on you for this. Same thing happened to me in divorce court. I'm just saying. You got the enema.
But a modern woman will not respect you if you treat her this way. They claim that's what they want, but once they've gone beyond 5 diakas, they don't feel worthy of it, and they judge you for providing it for them.
Ugh, as if!
Anyway, after I found out, I could not bear the hurt. But I definitely couldn't stay with her anymore, since I had 2 strange feelings with this girl. One, I could not breathe when she was not around.
Oh, you just missed her so much. Yeah.
These things happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is one of those things where when you know in your gut something is going on behind your back, you can't stand to be away from them because you know what's going on and you can't prove it, but you can't stand to be with them either because you know it's all an act.
It's like a weird pussy PTSD thing.
Yep.
It's exactly what that is.
It's like when you're active duty, and when you're in the box, all you want to do is come home.
Yep.
And when you're home, all you want to do is go back in the box.
Correct.
Right? It's like Cockholm syndrome in this case.
Yeah. You gotta write that down. You gotta text that to me. Cockholm syndrome.
Then I could not breathe when she was around. Like I was just saying, maybe I didn't want her boyfriend's coom in my mouth since I would go down on her. Ah!
Oh, God. Nasty.
That is one of the harshest pills to swallow after you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that somebody that you loved cheated on you.
I can't do it.
And you know that it was raw dogging since she had the snooch hoover. So, yeah, at some point in time, in all likelihood, you got the bazooka juice slurpee.
That's disgusting!
Anyway, I break up with her, come to my country, and spent $40,000 on pros, if you know what I mean, since I didn't want to get hurt anymore.
I gotcha. That might have been a little excessive.
$40,000 on mattress actresses.
I mean, if you're making $400K a year, that's not a big expense.
But if you're making
$50,000
and you're spending most of it on hooch,
you're
get it in the gooch.
You're going into debt.
Yeah. When I came here, I did not have anyone use me. So my sister started using me for money.
Wow.
Not like we've had stories like this on the show before, right?
Yeah.
You know, blood is thicker than water, but so is diarrhea. Baiting me out with her girlfriends, no less. That's great.
Okay, yeah. Well. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna use my, I can't get a man because I was raised by a schizophrenic single mom. So I'm gonna get my brother to finance my lifestyle.
How about new?
Well, a lot of these broken families, you wind up these, you know, stepdads just getting drained.
Yeah, that. And then when you're the only son of a single mother, a lot of times too, you supplant the role that dad should have taken.
That's me.
You become a childhood husband for the mom. Because heaven forbid she take responsibility for anything.
The only excuses are everything outside the circumference of their titties.
There you go.
That's the entire world.
It's like Carrie Wurr's tit job in a metaphorical sense before she had them taken out, and now it's just sad. If you're a supporter in the regiment, I'll show you what that looks like side by side. For the rest of you, too bad, so sad. Google exists for a reason.
You dirty motherfucker!
I wanted to end it, since life would not make any sense, since all I was living for was creating a family with my now ex.
You know how many times I've heard that? Probably a couple hundred. The dude will get the rug pulled out from underneath him, and then he'll just go through that wallowing self-pity phase. Yeah. Well, what's the point? It never works. I'm not worthy. You need to get beyond that, gentlemen.
Hell yeah, you do.
You need to realize that the times we live in are just not conducive to that at this time.
You can find good women. They are out there. But it's looking for a needle in a haystack. And oftentimes that needle was used to make the new tramp stamp, the one that's underneath the titties, you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Used to be on the small of the back, now it's under the titties. So oftentimes you don't even realize she has it until you get the gear off and you're like, oh no, fucked up.
Yeah, get the gear off.
I've never done this before. Your tattoo says otherwise.
Yeah, you have a Visa and MasterCard tattoo on each one of your ass cheeks.
Damn,
and then
right.
You have a tramp stamp that says swipe here. Get the fuck out of here.
All tram stamps might as well be a bullseye for bazooka juice.
That's exactly right.
But never ever take that permanent solution to the temporary problem. And it is temporary, no matter how much time you've invested in it.
We're not going to tell you to get over it because that's just bad advice. But you're going to have to go through it.
Yep.
And we can help you with that.
Damn right!
Anyway, I get another girl when I was 30. She was 20. I bring her home. After 6 months, I show her the door since I catch her sexting with a friend of hers on the phone in my bed.
Wow.
Holy what are you shit. Doing? Nothing. Just sitting next to my loser baby daddy. He can't dick me down. You should learn.
He no longer issues the 10 dick.
That is one of the ways that they manipulate you dudes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about, oh, I've had this horrible thing happen to me. Please protect me. It's, I've never had an orgasm. I've never had it. Sex is just, it's just not worth it because I've never had good. These guys, all they care about is themselves. Oh, I can do it. I can bring you over the top. I can hit the bullseye, I promise.
Ten dick on its way.
Ten dick incoming. No pun intended.
That's right.
Oh, this just keeps getting better and better. After that, my father went to prison.
Wow.
Big boy pound me in the ass prison, and all the responsibilities of the house went onto my shoulders.
That sucks, but that's just the way it goes.
Mary's a schizophrenic, has two kids with her, clearly didn't confront his issues because he decided to marry them and then get in trouble with the law.
The law.
This isn't a vicious circle or anything, right? Children of single mothers never wind up as violent criminals,
no,
drug
happens.
Addicts, or in prison, right?
No. Never happened. What are you going to do?
Earthquakes and COVID bankrupted me.
Okay. So he's obviously in California.
During the Kung Flu time, most girls went to OF. I became RP'd, since that was the only escape. I was watching patterns. Saw how my mother used me and my sister used me for money. In fact, all the females in my life.
Bingo.
And this is probably the best line in the entire story right here. It got ironically funny knowing I could build someone else's life while destroying my own.
This is the black pill right here. It's when you have to realize that you meant absolutely nothing to people who meant the most to you.
That is some sadistic bullshit.
And the reason why is because when they ask for something, You just gave it to them.
Yeah.
No stipulations. It doesn't matter whether or not they're related to you. They will fuck you harder and longer until you bleed.
Yeah, they
than
will.
Than anybody who just happens to stumble along on the streets and offer to do the same.
You're going
to
need a stitch job when they're done with you.
And the thing about family is you can never really get away from them. So when they become vindictive like this, it feels like prison.
You can get away from them, but...
You can, but it's harder than...
It's hard.
It's harder than just trying to break up with a chick that you met at a bar.
Yep.
Or the bar, if you prefer. Reading these stories. It's enough to make you want to drink.
I got that covered.
I saved my mom's life since she got really sick during the... But I got bankrupted during the process of it. I wanted to end myself for the second time. The first time was when I broke up with the 8-year relationship. Second time was when I went bankrupt.
Those are both direct assaults on your identity.
And they carry with them a whole lot of disrespect that can make you lose a lot of your self-respect. And that is a very, very dangerous thing to lose. Once you lose that, the self-deletion ideation is not far behind.
That's absolutely correct.
But you can get it back. All things pass. All good things come to an end, so all bad things have to as well.
You're right.
Play the long game. Because you never can tell when you just might pass go and collect your $200. You don't know. You could wind up with a get-out-of-jail-free card. You could wind up with free parking. I'm just saying. And yeah, never, ever be afraid to put hotels on Baltic Avenue, okay? Because that shit works.
He's right.
But I'm still alive, somehow, at the age of 40 and with no money at all. My sister wanted to get my home from my parents, and in the process, accused me of touching her sexually.
Wow.
Yeah, you find out who your family really is when someone dies. And all of a sudden, they got somebody's reading off a will, an executor, a lawyer, what have you, and they feel like they're entitled to something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad, right? It's bad.
I want a house. I feel like I deserve a house. I'm going to accuse my brother of rape.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
I can see totally how you went from point A to B. You couldn't just talk it out. Well,
here's the thing, though, is these women know how the system works.
Yeah.
They know how one-sided it is, and they abuse it.
Absolutely. And one of the nuclear options to get your way is to just point a finger, and by the way, three more are pointing back at you, and cry...
Abuse.
Abuse. There you go. Of any kind.
Any kind.
Abuse tends to show up at a lot of court cases and hearings.
And I'm surprised that my cousin Murray Darr hasn't showed up more often.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah, you get accused of abuse and it's not true and you get convicted.
You're dead. Your friends are dead. Your family's dead. Your fucking pets are being skinned alive. Your mom's a fucking whore. You suck at life. The whole world hates you. You're going to hell. Live with it. Game over.
I'm like, what the fuck? Since I would go out of my way to save and protect her from boys and never ever would I even think nor do that kind of filth. So... I don't speak to her anymore.
Good.
And my parents, thank the Lord, didn't believe her. Wow, even the schizophrenic mom had to side with him, huh?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, listen, if somebody's willing to do that to you, you can never let them in your circle again.
Absolutely.
They will put another knife in your back and not even think twice about it.
I mean, not long ago, we read a story from Not a Crusty Sock where he talked about his own grandmother encouraging the woman who was cheating on him to delete the evidence of it.
Yeah.
That's how bad women in the West have become. They know something's fucked up. They know that somebody's being victimized. And instead of actually helping the person that they are related to by blood, they're siding with reasons and vagina.
Yep.
Wow.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Yes, I still live in their basement since I'm bankrupt from all the shit I did wrong in my life.
All right, first of all...
I'm sure the $40,000 in hookers had nothing to do with that.
Hang on. First of all, don't be talking bad about yourself like this. All right, granted you made some mistakes, forgive yourself, move the fuck on.
And most importantly, learn to laugh about it.
That's right.
Because if you can laugh at all the shit that you did wrong, you can start to heal from it.
Yeah, and listen, these are lessons. The most expensive thing a man has is his wisdom. Okay, you're living in their basement. Unfuck your life. Figure it out.
Yeah.
You don't have any kids, hopefully.
The worst thing that you can do when you're assessing your past decisions is to place blame.
Correct.
That's how you don't grow. And that's how modern women live every single day. That's why when you meet a 50-year-old divorcee who got divorced in her mid-30s and thought she was also excited to start the next chapter, that's why they still act like teenagers. Because instead of learning, oh man, I really fucked up. Oh, how can I fix this? It's his fault. All the men that I dated were toxic. Men are trash. Welcome to Box Wine and Catland, table for one. All the tables in Boxed Wine and Catland are table for one. You could push a couple of tables together, but we all know you didn't show up there together now, did you?
You can have a table for two because you married yourself.
Yes.
I'm such an asshole.
Yeah, get a table for one at Galvatore Scallopini's. So you could celebrate Galentine's Day with the rest of your pathetic, lonely friends. We're so used to getting hosed out by so many men and for so long, you actually thought it made you marriage material. But all it made you was a semen suppository.
Correct.
And you know what happens to semen if you don't wash it off and it starts to collect over a long period of time. That's when it becomes spunk.
Stop! That's nasty.
Because you can't wash off the funk. And you stink like a skunk. Because it's all over your trunk.
And
you're going to sleep in the bottom bunk because I'm on top, bitch.
Comedy rhyme. Every time.
Now give me a lime for my tequila.
A gin and juice.
I will travel again. I think I will. Not come again to my country. Or at least that's the only thing I think of that could save me. But I'm at an age that even if I work in another country, I will get half of the pension. And even with that, there's no facility that would shelter me when I grow older and could not work anymore. Yeah. And when you're done with your money in your youth, you pay for it later. I can see even now when I apply for jobs, they want 20-year-olds, not 40-year-olds. They say the max is 45 that they will hire. So if I'm lucky, I have 5 years of time to take care of this shit. That's only if you stick to the path that you've chosen. There are plenty more out there.
Start your own fucking business.
You're damn right.
Figure something out.
Don't live at the mercy of the man.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Because the man and Murphy are gay butt buddies, man.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Murphy's in the house and he's got a big boner. Got a big boner. Kick you a
boner. Bend you over and make you a moaner. Well, you got Murphy who works for Whitey.
Yeah.
And Whitey works for the man. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
That's a chain of command when it comes to bad shit in your life.
And when it comes to the job market that you're describing, it sounds like you're going for entry-level positions because that's why they would want 20-year-olds, because they want to pay shit. That's why, if you can, if you have a skill that you have not yet figured out how to market, figure it out. Make your own destiny, man. Don't work for the man.
And also, that age thing doesn't really apply if you get into the trades. Like,
absolutely.
Electrician?
Yeah.
You can do electrician.
Shit, man, my father-in-law's in his 70s, and he's still climbing into attics and doing HVAC work.
Yeah.
You can do this. You can. And if you get HVAC licensed, oh, shit, dude, the world's your oyster. Just do it. There's always going to be a need for electrical work.
Fuck
always.
Yeah.
In less than 2 years, you could have a paid internship, and then if you wanted to, start your own business.
But sometimes if you go sign up at the union hall, you know, they'll hire you on as a journeyman, but an apprentice.
Yes.
And, you know, subsidize your education as well.
Absolutely. There are avenues out of this cul-de-sac of cuckery that you have corralled yourself into. That's a lot of alliteration. And then
well, I mean, I know exactly what happened. Is that 8 years, when it ended the way it ended, fucking, he took one right below the waterline.
Yeah.
And he was just doing damage control for way too long.
Yes. He did what a lot of men do when they lose a long-term relationship, and that's they self-medicate with booze and pussy. It doesn't work.
Well, it temporarily works.
It'll take your mind off it, but yeah. In the long term, it doesn't work anything.
You're right.
There is no lesson that you can learn from medicating with
cocaine and hookers, my friend,
that you can't learn sitting in your house playing video games and talking to yourself. Because when you talk to yourself, at least one person is listening.
Correct.
Yeah, just saying. Have some conversations with yourself in the shower. And I'm not talking about Toby, Aaron. I'm talking about you.
Oh, come on, one-eyed wonder worm. You used to watch me brush my teeth every day.
But still, I think I will face a third need to end it. I have nothing only because I gave it all away for free.
Well, you're still alive. Two, you've learned this lesson and you still have time.
Which means that if you're sucking air, guess what? You haven't lost yet.
That's right.
And isn't it amazing? Like, I have nothing only because I gave it all away for free. See, a man understands this, ladies.
How dare you?
Yeah, and not everything you give away has a monetary value attached to it.
Yeah, listen, I know you're feeling stupid and all other shit. Don't.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
We've all done stupid shit and we've all come out the other side swinging.
That's why I do this show. I did all of these mistakes myself.
Damn right.
I lived out of my car. Yeah, I got divorced by the time it was done. I was like 38, almost 39.
Yeah, you were just shy of 40 when we met.
Yeah, and I lost everything except for my car. I lived out of my car.
I never thought my life would not have any value. I thought I was building and investing. I live in Europe, so the salaries are lower than the USA. I never thought I would face a time in my life with so much debt. I would go bankrupt with such a love life and such a family. I don't believe any woman ever. And I will never leave myself in the hands of a woman. Not that I have the luxury. Not that any woman would approach me knowing all this stuff.
Yep.
And that may be your saving grace.
Yeah.
Take the opportunity to embrace your solitude, learn about yourself, face your fuck-ups, and move on.
Unfuck your life.
It's amazing how many dudes fuck their lives by trying to get fucked.
That's right.
It's amazing. The fucking you get.
It's not worth the fucking you get.
And all this is if the debt collectors don't get me, since I have evaded them until now. If they get me, I am so fucked. They will get all of my salary for years. I thought you declared bankruptcy, bro.
Yeah,
so you're saying you've amassed more debt since your bankruptcy.
Well, I mean, he's in Europe. They might have different... I mean, in the United States, it's a different thing.
When it's done, it's done.
Yeah, he might have to, like, move out of the country.
So I hope I run away to any other country as soon as possible.
Yes, do that.
Even though it's not lawful, they will still try to grape my bank account and leave me with less than I could live on.
Sounds very familiar.
I don't have friends, I don't have anyone, and I don't want anyone in my life. It's like all the people are so toxic, and I only get worse with anyone who lives near me.
I get it, brother.
And that's why solitude can become addicting.
That's right.
I might be the problem. I am the problem. I'm too easy to get used. Anyway, that's my story. I want to thank you again for your humor and for keeping my hope alive in these darkest of times.
I got you. Look, man, I'm sorry this is happening to you. I really am. The good news is you're still alive. You've learned this lesson and you have time to recover. All right, now, when you're in Europe, I don't really understand how that works over there. I spent some time there, but, you know, it is what it is. But you might have to look at leaving the country you're in and starting off with this, with an actual fresh start somewhere else.
Clean slate, brother.
And then, you know, you can continue to rebuild and strive for greatness.
It's not going to be easy.
No, it never is.
I'll tell you that.
No.
It's going to be probably the hardest thing that you'll ever do in your life. But if you can do it, dude, you're going to have so much to be proud of and so much to live for.
Yeah.
You just have to know that it is possible. And that not every path that is laid out before you by the so-called powers that be
is the correct one.
Exactly. Those are the paths they want you to take because those paths make you easier to control.
And exploit.
Oh, the hell with this shit! The hell with this fucking shit!
The hell with this banana buffalo wearing bastard bullshit!
Yeah, now you're talking, all right.
Why do you think they essentially encourage students to go balls deep in debt right out of high school? It's so it makes you easier to control.
Correct.
They send you to educational institutions that want your money and they want your mind. And all they really want on the other end is somebody who's dumb enough to not ask questions, but smart enough to still push the buttons.
I'm going behind the count.
Yeah, you do that.
So if you can go off of that well-worn and herpes-infested path, please do. Forge your own destiny.
That's right.
It's hard, but it's worth it.
Amen.
And gay women.
Stop it, that's gay.
Ha! Gay! Wow. If you guys have stories like this, or if you're in a between a cock and a hard place in your life, or on the cruise,
you are a fag.
And you want some advice or just a good roasting, send us your stories. You can email us directly through the link tree in the Meat Gazer box. And if you would like to support this channel and keep our efforts to keep dudes sucking air alive, QR codes on the screen.
Yep.
It would be really cool if they're right where my hands are, but I doubt I'm that clever.
You're right.
Any last words?
No, that's it. Just keep fighting, gentlemen. Stay in the fight. If all else fails, live out of fucking spite, man.
That's right. And if that's too hard to remember, you can go to the merch shop on Fourth Wall and wear it as a hat, a shirt, a hoodie. Hell, you can even carry your laptop around in it. Or drink out of it.
Yeah.
Because as long as you're going to self-medicate with booze and pussy, you might as well live out of spite while you're at it.
Yep.
Not that I would know or anything. See you guys next time.
Take it easy.